Thanks for listening to the Mornings with Carmen LaBurge podcast, made available thanks to support from listeners just like you.
Encouraging you to live as an ambassador of God's kingdom in the world. This is Mornings with Carmen LaBurge on Faith Radio.
If we're gonna fly, we fly like eagles. Arms out wide. If we're gonna fear, we fear no evil. We will rise. By your power, we will go. By your spirit, we are bold. If we're gonna stand, we stand as giants. If we're gonna walk, we walk as lions.
It is the National Day of Prayer. It is 5-2 day. I'm Carmen LaBurge. You're listening to Mornings with Carmen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is the National Day of Prayer. I want to encourage you to be praying today, praying in ways that you ordinarily pray, and maybe praying in ways that you do not ordinarily pray. So we're going to spend a whole lot of time today talking about prayer and what it is and how we do it and how we might encourage one another in our life of prayer. So let me just go ahead and confirm to you that we're going to be praying a lot today. And so the text line is open, 877-933-2484. But before you start texting in all of the things that for which, you know, you want God's attention and where you want God's mercy, where you want God to pour out favor, we're going to praise his name. This is going to lead off with praise. So what praise is due to God today? For what do you praise God today? What are the marvelous things that God has done? What fills you with joy when you consider it? How are you singing praises to the name of God today? So for what do you praise the Lord? Praise the Lord. So text in some praises to the Lord, 877-933-2484. Again, we are going to turn to the concerns of our heart. We're going to turn to the concerns of our lives. We're going to go before the Lord today with all kinds of pleadings, but we're going to start with testimonies. Testimonies to the goodness and the grace of God. Testimonies praising God's name. Our Growing Your Faith verse of the day comes from Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2. The entirety of Psalm 9 is worth commending today. When's the last time that you maybe just prayed your way through the Psalms? Psalm 9, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. Are you singing praises to the Lord this morning? What makes your praise list? Again, Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Are you praising the Lord with all your heart this morning? Are you giving the Lord lip service, but not really fully bought into the reality of his goodness and his grace? The psalmist says, I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. And I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done. Are the praises of God, are the marvelous deeds of God, are those dripping from your lips in your conversations? Are those the first things you call to mind in a conversation? And then the psalmist says, I will be filled with joy because of you. What are you full of today? Yeah, I mean, everybody's full of something, right? What are you full of today? I mean, you know that guy who's just full of it, right? Jesus came full of grace and truth. That's actually how John recognized him. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, coming to us full of grace and truth. What are you full of today? The psalmist says, I will be filled with joy because of you. Do you have the joy of the Lord? Are you full of the joy of the Lord today, regardless of the circumstances of your life? Are you praising the Lord today with all your heart? Are you telling of all the marvelous things that God has done? And then the psalmist says, I will sing praises to your name, O Most High. So what's the song of your heart today? What does your heart song sing? Are you singing praises to the Most High God? Maybe you say to yourself, I think I'd like to be singing praises to the Most High God. I'm not sure that that I know the praise choruses of the people of God. Well, here's one from Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise God with the sounding of the trumpet, and praise Him with the harp and the lyre. Praise Him with timbrel and timbrel and dancing. And you may say to yourself, harp, lyre, timbrel, I don't know. Okay. Guitar, drums, tambourine, keyboard, all of it. Praise Him with the strings and the pipe. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you praising the Lord today? On this National Day of Prayer, there are going to be lots and lots of ways that we come before the Lord with pleadings, with concerns, asking for a fresh wind of His Spirit, asking for light in the darkness, asking for God to change hearts and minds, asking for God to turn people to Himself, to send a great awakening. But let us lead off with praise. With the psalmist, let us be the people who praise the Lord with all our heart, telling of the marvelous things God has done, being filled with the fullness of the measure of the joy set before us, singing praises to the name of God Most High. Is that a good place to start today? Thank you for those of you praising the Lord right now on the text line. Send in your praises, 877-933-2484. David checking in, saying, I'm giving praises to God this morning for the blossoms on all of the trees and all of the pollinators. What a beautiful combination. Thank you so much for that praise to the Lord this morning. Jill is praising the Lord for neurological symptoms that are getting better. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's praise the Lord for the way that He has brought a restoration of health, and the way that He has brought alleviation to suffering, the way that He has restored us in so many ways and supplied for our needs. Let's praise the Lord today. Here's a friend saying, yes, I'm praising God that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Circumstances change, but God never does. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus, for He is the way and the truth and the life. Amen, amen, and amen. What are your praises this morning? Could we lead off with a chorus of praise? Text your praises, 877-933-2484. This is the National Day of Prayer. We're going to be talking about prayer. We're going to be talking about our practices of prayer. We're going to be praying together. So Dr. Mark Caleb Smith is going to join us. He is the Dean of the School of Arts and Humanities at Cedarville University. And so you might imagine that our conversation is going to be consumed with what's consuming the news right now, all that's going on college campuses across the country, and the disorder and the disordered desires of so many, and the hatred being fomented. No, no, no. We're going to talk with him about prayer. Mark had an accident. He shared that with us the last time that he was here, and it was a long recovery. He's still in the midst of that. And we're going to ask him, like, how did you pray in the midst of that? How did your prayer life change because of your suffering? How did each step, you know, fuel your prayer life? What's fueling your prayer life today on this National Day of Prayer? You're listening to Mornings with Carmen. Dr. Mark Caleb Smith is joining us. He is the Dean of the School of Arts and Humanities at Cedarville University. Good morning, Mark. Are there people in camping on your campus?
There are currently no protesters at Cedarville University. No tents, no quads being invaded by police or by students. Exams are going on right now. Graduation will be on Saturday. Nothing has been canceled, and we are not going virtual. So I think that's a testament to who we are, I hope.
Yeah, same true at the University of Northwestern St. Paul. All of those things that you just said are true. True at Welch, where my daughter is studying. Same is true on college and university campuses across the country, where students are going to class, professors are teaching, or exams are being given. Graduation ceremonies are proceeding. There are no protests, and so I do think that we have to be sober-minded when we recognize the chaos that is happening in some places, in some spaces, and the peace that is pervasive in other places, and the difference between those environments. And so So thank you for that. Thank you for that starting off note. You shared with us the last time that you were here about an accident that you suffered on some black ice. I'd like for you to retell enough of that story for those of for people who weren't here, so that they can understand the injury that you sustained. And then I want to talk with you about how it affected your prayer life.
Sure. So yeah, in February I was walking my dog, and we had had a recent freeze, and the day was getting warmer, so there was some thawing going on, and I hit a sheet of black ice, didn't see it, obviously had no idea it was there, and went down really hard on my back right hip and couldn't catch myself, couldn't do anything to stop the fall. I'm also a tall person, and so that didn't help any, but landed on my hip and ended up breaking my femur in two places, and a very unusual accident. I'm in good health and have no health problems whatsoever. So unexpected and just sort of a shock in a lot of ways, not just for the pain, but just for the unexpected nature of all of it that took place. So yeah, that happened in February. I'm working my way through recovery right now. Was on a walker for about 9 weeks, or about 8 weeks, I should say, and have been transitioned to a cane. And now I'm on my cane and hopefully transitioning away from that within the next few weeks or month. So good progress is happening, and hopefully be fully recovered by the middle of the summer and feel normal from what the doctors tell me within a year.
A year. I think that's, that's a good marker, but that's also like, wow, a year. This is not like I'm just going to spring back to the way things were, or spring forward to, maybe even to something better. This is an endurance exercise. This is an exercise in endurance. I remember when Karen Swallow Pryor was literally hit by a bus stepping off a curb in Nashville, and obviously the literal devastating blow, and then the recovery and how long it has been. The recovery is long. Talk with us about meeting with God. Maybe lying there on the ground, maybe the first, oh God, or oh my God. Then sort of the development of prayer, throughout this exercise.
Yeah. I mean, laying on the ground and being unable to get up, in any way, shape or form, to your knees or anything else, was just, it was a stark sense of helplessness, obviously. And that's not something I'm used to feeling. And I had a phone nearby and was able to get help eventually. But still laying there and thinking about, why is this happening? Wasn't able to be philosophical very quickly because of the pain that was involved. But the philosophical parts of it started to happen pretty soon afterwards when, the pain kind of transitioned into asking God, why was this all happening? What are you doing? And even with an edge of anger, I'm not going to lie about that. I mean, there's a lot of, you feel like your life is going in a good direction. You feel like you're doing the right thing or trying to live a godly life and serve where you're able to serve. And then something like this happens and you just see it as a setback and you just want to know why. And, I think the thing that I had to wrestle with, at least initially, was that God's big enough for my anger. It's not. We see that in scripture, even with the prophets sometimes saying things that are very hard-edged to God. This is what I'm looking at in the world, God. Why are you doing this? It makes no sense to me, and it's causing me to question all of reality because of what I'm observing. And God can handle that. I'm not saying it was always from a place of spiritual health to ask to be that way. Honestly, I think sometimes you think, well, I should be able to just be injured and suffer it graciously and not be angry, but getting angry and going through that process, I think in the end was good for me. And it helped me to understand that God, could watch and could be patient with me and could help me, learn through that process and move away from that anger and move into better, a better spiritual space, which certainly came. I think anger was the beginning of it. And then it led to other emotions and other spiritual realities as well.
We're talking with Mark Caleb Smith. He's our brother in Christ. He joins us, you guys know this, every couple of weeks, and we talk about the intersection of faith and what is happening in the courts of law and the political conversations of the day. He's a political scientist, and he's also a Christian. He, you know, he's a real person who, you know, like walks around in real life. And so, Mark, thank you for sharing and reflecting on that with us. When we come back, I would like to ask you on this National Day of Prayer, how you're praying today, both as a person who, you know, the finger on the pulse of the political realities, sure. But also as a Christian. So how are you praying for our nation today, and not just today, but, you know, in an ongoing way? It is the National Day of Prayer. We're talking about prayer. Thank you for those of you who are texting in your praises this morning. We're going to hear praises in a moment from Nancy and Terry and Nicole and others. You've got time to get your praise in as well. We're leading off with praise. So text me, 877-933-2484. You're listening to Mornings with Carmen.
150 million people, 150 million people actively use one particular app every month in the United States of America. I want that to be the Faith Radio app. How about you? If you're wondering how you could be encouraged in your faith at any time, anywhere, well, I got good news for you. There's literally an app for that. You can listen to Faith Radio live, any show on demand, no matter where you are, at any time of the day or night. Download the free Faith Radio app right now. It's super easy. Just text the word app to 877-933-2484 and click the link. Let's connect faith to life.
It is the National Day of Prayer. I hope you are connecting with a National Day of Prayer event in your community. If you still want to check one out, you don't know what's going on, you just go to nationaldayofprayer.org. You put in your zip code or other city information, and you can find an event near you. I want to encourage you to do that, nationaldayofprayer.org. Dr. Mark Caleb Smith is here with us. Mark, as a Christian and as a person whose finger is on the pulse of the politics of the day, how are you praying for our nation? Not just today, but, you know, every day.
You know, it sounds like a basic prayer, I think, but I think it gets to fundamental issues in our country. My prayer is that in America, God's truth would become more evident. So many of our struggles, whether we're talking about morality or defining a human being, what is truth, all of these things are really rooted in our disconnection from God's transcendent truth. And as our culture has, I think, gradually shifted away from that idea of truth and reality, we've seen the consequences. And, you know, my prayer is that somehow that God will do a work, that we'll see revival in our country so that God's truth becomes meaningful to more people in the United States, because I think that's one of the only ways that we can really get through the polarization and get through the political mess that we're in. Parties are important. Policies are important. Campaigns and elections are important. But this truth issue seems to be the one that really is divisive to the point where it's hard for me to see how we get forward. So yeah, my first prayer is that God's truth would be clear to people and that we would start to see change as a result.
I want to add to that. Can I add the other transcendentals to that? So praying that God's truth would become more evident, God's goodness more evident, yes, and God's beauty more evident. Yes. I just think that there's so much ugliness and there's so much badness juxtaposing the goodness. I'm a truth person. And so I recognize that truth is probably the, you know, of those three transcendental realities, the truth probably, you know, tops my list. But I also know that, you know, we've got generations of people, you know, they're really asking, is God good? Or they're really asking, you know, is what is beauty and who defines it, or what is beautiful? And that's sort of how they're framing things. And so maybe as we're praying for the nation today, we could be praying that God's truth would become more evident. We could be praying that right alongside Mark. Maybe today you want to be praying that God's goodness would be more evident. Maybe you want to be praying that people would see the beauty of God and that they would see the world and people through the lens of the way God sees things. So what is your prayer today for our nation as a Christian and as a citizen, dual citizen of the kingdom of heaven and a particular kingdom of this world? It is the National Day of Prayer. And so we're lifting up particular prayers today for our nation. Mark, in the midst of all that is going on, how might you as an educator, particularly, you know, at an institution of higher learning, how might you encourage us to pray today for college and university faculties and administrations? Like, how could we pray today, not only for education and educators, but for what we do see happening on our college campuses?
Oh boy, that's a great question. I think for most college faculty members, when I say most, I'm not talking about the people who are teaching in a place like Harvard or Yale, you know, the elite institutions. For most college faculty members, it's really a question of fatigue and perseverance and getting through the process of the year. And I understand for people who really work for a living, it might sound silly for someone who gets paid to teach or read and write to say that they're exhausted, but so much that gets put upon faculty members is well beyond what most people would understand. And perseverance is really the thing that they need the most. And for Christian faculty members, I think what we need the most, honestly, is courage. And I say that for myself as well. Courage to be different, courage to stick out from your discipline, courage to be willing to ask hard questions to people that have a disagreement with you, but then to do that hopefully in a loving way. But you know, what Christian faculty members, we are trained in a discipline, you know, like I'm a political scientist, trained in a secular environment, but I also come at this with a biblical point of view that puts me at odds. It makes me a weird person when it comes to looking at my discipline as a whole. And it takes a bit of courage to be willing to, you know, to make your path professionally as an odd duck. And so I think the more encouragement that we get to be bold and to speak out and to be countercultural in a healthy, positive, loving way, then I think the better.
That's so good. Thank you so much. I'm going to spend a couple of minutes lifting up the praises that people have been texting in. And so you're welcome to hang around for that if you have time. We also recognize that you have a lot on your plate today at the end of this semester and heading into the summer. So thank you so much for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, Carmen, and I will see you in a couple of weeks. Take care.
That sounds so great. All right, so thank you for those of you jumping on the text line and sharing your praises this morning on this National Day of Prayer. I'm going to get through as many of these as I can because I do want to sing the praises of God. This is from Mary. After youth group last night, my daughter talked about prayer for revival and the prayer time that they had together. So I'm praising God for our youth pastor, his teaching, and his example to our youth. Praise God for healthy churches and those who pastor them. Amen. Becky is lifting up a praise of healing. My husband ruptured his Achilles tendon completely on January the 29th, and after surgery to reconnect and a cast and a boot and several months of rehab, today is the day that he should get rid of the boot. So I'm thanking Jehovah Rapha for his healing power, for recovery, and yes, for the recovery that Mark Caleb Smith is experiencing as well. Praises from Lori. For giving me enough today for all the things that I will eat and drink, the people that I will see, and the circumstances that will come. Thank you for God's provision in the midst of every moment. Amen and hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Pam is giving praise today for a good night's rest. We have a friend who says, I'm so grateful that God is good and he allows us to call him Abba, Father. Yes and amen. So many prayers of praise. Do you have a praise prayer to add to the list on this National Day of Prayer morning? 877-933-2484. Right now, we're doing praises. Yes. We're going to get to the pleadings a little bit later, but right now we're doing the praises. You have a particular reason you're praising the Lord today. Praise him in the morning, praise him in the evening, praise him in the midst of all circumstances. So God is worthy to be praised. What are your praises this morning? 877-933-2484. Cindy says, praising God for knowing and loving me so completely, even though my brain is impatient and I can't comprehend what's ahead, he is with me and patient with me. Amen and amen. Here's another one. This friend says, well, I actually praise the Lord for a sleepless night. Faith Radio and wonderful books have kept me company, and I'm so I'm grateful to God that I'm able to read when I can't sleep. Well, amen and amen. Nicole's praise today: praise the Lord for the much needed moisture we are receiving today. Praise the Lord for the sense of peace that I've been able to feel regardless of my circumstances. Praise the Lord for the courage to share the gospel with others, even in fear or in fear of or what reaction I might receive, and praise the Lord for placing me where I am and those in my life so that I could explore my faith more fully. Well, amen, Nicole. Thank you so much for that praise. Terry's praise today: well, every day I praise the Lord and I thank him for how he's blessed me and my family. Yes, yes, we all have situations and difficulties, but ultimately we are in his hands. Amen, Terry. Thank you so much for that. Nancy's praise today: I praise the Lord for a call from my sister yesterday. All right, hold on to your hats here. Again, Nancy, thank you so much for sharing this praise. Nancy says, I praise the Lord for a call from my sister yesterday. She got the results back from a cancer surgery, and for the third time, she is now, again, cancer-free. So let's praise God for that, right? First, it was pancreatic cancer and then lung cancer. But more than that, just hold on, people. More than that, she is asking to learn how to follow Jesus. This is an answer to a 50-year-long prayer journey for me. So I am praising God with all my heart for his faithfulness. Nancy, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mary's praise today sums it up. Thank you, God the Father. Thank you, God the Son. Thank you, God the Holy Spirit, for loving me. I love you. And I give you praise and thanks this day. How are you praising the Lord today on this National Day of Prayer? How about you text me your praise, 877-933-2484. You're listening to Mornings with Carmen. I'm Carmen LaBurge. This is the National Day of Prayer, and we're spending time today praying. And so we're bringing our praises to the Lord first and foremost. Our Growing Your Faith verse of the day comes from Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2, which begins, I will praise you, Lord. I will praise you with all my heart. I will tell of the marvelous things you have done. I will be filled with joy because of you. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High. And so while we are going to get to all of the concerns of our hearts, all of those things for which and about which we need and desire God's attention and his help, we are first and foremost leading off with praise. And so thank you for those of you who've texted in or, you know, jumping in on my praise chorus this morning. Deborah says, thanking God that my children are walking in the path of righteousness and that they are leading their children to do the same. Also praying for international students that I have the opportunity to spend time with and witness to. Praising God for the gift of prayer itself, being the best wireless connection out there. Well, amen. I love the prayers that you're speaking over one another, these benedictory prayers, inviting God's blessing upon one another. So thank you for that. Louise is praising God for eyesight and clear vision. Kim is praising God today for the gift of her amazing husband, health and strength of her children, and the knowledge and the love and the fear of the Lord. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. Amen, amen, and amen. Andrew praising God for his faithfulness when he went through a triple bypass a couple of years ago. Well, amen, amen, and amen. Praising God today for so many things. Let us praise him. Let us praise the Lord. And then, of course, we do make that shift, and we consider all of the needs and concerns. And so I want to invite you to, on this National Day of Prayer, I do want you to consider how you pray. For whom do you pray? And who prayed for you? Like all of these prayers that we pray for other people, have you ever thought about the fact that somewhere along the way, somebody prayed for you? My husband, Jim, has just this very, very sweet testimony. I mean, he just says, he doesn't know who it was, but he's like, somebody prayed for me when I was little. There's no other explanation for why God drew near to him and protected him from so many things and helped him to endure so many other awful things. Like, somebody prayed for me. That's what he says. I don't know who it was, but somebody prayed for me. Well, that is true of each and every one of us. So who prayed for you? Are you praising God for the generations of Christians that have gone before us? Who taught you to pray? Like, do you even remember, like, who taught you to pray? Maybe you do, because maybe somebody, when you were little, taught you to pray, taught you to fold your hands, taught you to bow your head, taught you to say particular words. God is great and God is good. Let us thank him for our food. By his hands we all are fed. Give us, Lord, this day our daily bread. It rolls off my tongue because that is literally the prayer that we prayed when we sat down as a family for dinner every single evening. Like, my parents taught me to pray. My grandmother Robina taught me to pray the Lord's Prayer. I remember it. I remember her doing that. As you got older, who taught you to pray the way you pray now? And who are you teaching to pray? What are the people around you learning about who God is and about prayer from you? Who are you teaching to pray today? Do you pray when you eat in public, even by yourself? Do you bow your head? Do you thank God for the provision for the person serving you? Do you offer to pray for them while you're praying? Prayer is a public testimony. I mean, it is a private experience for sure. Do you go into your prayer closet and spend time with the Lord? Are you praying in private? And are you also praying in public? Not that other people would see you, but so that God would get his glory in a testimony. I mean, Jesus could have prayed every prayer he prayed in the silence of his own mind, but he didn't. Jesus prayed out loud in public. I mean, we have John 17 for a reason. We have the Lord's Prayer for a reason. We have testimonies from the Garden of Gethsemane for a reason. What have you learned about prayer from the prayers of Jesus? And how are you praying as Jesus prayed? What's your preferred posture of prayer? Do you ordinarily sit when you pray? Do you pray in the car? I'm a big, big pray while driving person. No, that's a big one for me. Are you a standing or a kneeling prayer person? I mean, there are people who the posture of prayer for them is planting their feet, you know, shoulder width apart, firmly grounded, and then bowing at the hips. Is that you? Is that your preferred prayer posture or rhythm? Are you a stillness prayer or a walking prayer? Are you a swaying or a rocking or a bowing prayer? And when we're talking about bowing, are we talking about bowing just the head, or are we talking about bowing the shoulders or at the hips or from the knees? Maybe you are a from the knees to the forehead on the ground posture of prayer. You see how much you might explore today about prayer? And do you see how on this National Day of Prayer, you might have a conversation about prayer with others? Hey, it's the National Day of Prayer. What do you think we should be calling God's attention to in our country? What would you like God to reach out his hand about? What would you like God to be resolving or help or blessing or helping us with? When do you pray? Do you pray at set times and only at set times? Do you pray when I say, let us pray? I mean, are you praying with me today? Do you pray regularly under certain circumstances? Do you pray like spontaneously? Do you pray because you're in a particular location or with a certain person or with a particular group of people? Like, you know, well, there's a prayer group, and so with that group of people, I pray. But, you know, other groups I'm with, I don't pray with them because those people aren't prayer groups. Really? Do you pray only when you need something? Or is prayer like the regular rhythm of your everyday walking around life? Are you a person of prayer? Is that the way that people would describe you? Oh, Susie, yeah, she's a person of prayer. Bill, oh yeah, he's a person of prayer. How about you? Are you a person of prayer? Is that the way, is that one of the ways that people would describe you? Do you stop, drop, and pray, like right there in the moment? Or do you say to somebody who asks or has a need, oh yeah, I will pray for you, but then you don't actually in that moment pray for them? Like, stop, drop, and pray. And do you say your prayers silently, out loud, alone, with others? How about singing your prayers? Are you a prayer singer? Maybe you write your prayers down. Aren't you so grateful that the hymn book of the Second Temple, which we know as the Book of Psalms, those sung prayers, aren't you so glad someone wrote them down? Do you pray with your parents? Do you pray with your spouse? Do you pray with your friends? Do you pray with your siblings? Do you pray with your children? Do you pray with your grandchildren? Do you pray with your neighbors? Do you pray with your coworkers? Do you pray with your students? Do you pray with your teachers? Do you pray with your clients? Do you pray with your patients? My sister's been looking for a new primary care physician for some time. I don't know, more than a year, I think. It's surprisingly hard to find one. She texted me yesterday. She was, you know, having this first appointment with her new primary care physician. And I have no idea what happened during the appointment. I don't even know if she got a clean bill of health. I know nothing about that because in all capital letters, what she texted to me was my new, primary care physician, my new PCP, all caps, prayed with me, exclamation point. I don't think my sister's ever going to forget that appointment. I don't think she's ever going to think the same way about this physician. It was a first in her whole life experience. Do you pray with people who come to see you at work? Have you thought about doing that? Do you have a prayer list? How about prayer prompts? All right. Let me ask a completely different question here. I know a lot of questions, but it's because it provokes our thinking. And on this National Day of Prayer, like, this is all about provoking us. The reason we have a National Day of Prayer, by the way, like set aside, is to provoke us to think about praying, to think about the fact that we are one nation under God, that nations rise and fall, and this one will too. And we want to be praying in the midst of the time that we have for God's protection and power and provision and mercy and grace and all of those things. And so let me ask a different question as I'm asking these questions about prayer. Are you interested in God? I mean, I don't think you'd be listening to Mornings with Garmin on Faith Radio if you weren't interested in God. But that is really the primary question when it comes to prayer. Are you actually interested in God? Do you seek Him? Are you interested in getting to know God better, His character, His interests, His viewpoint, His plans, His desires, His ways? As you walk with God, or as you ask God to walk with you, do you actually walk with Him? Do you just ask God to walk with you? Are you actually interested in walking with Him? Are you talking with Him? Are you seeking His counsel? Most of us don't listen as much as we talk. And you're saying, well, that's certainly true of Carmen. Okay, well, that's because radio silence is like not great radio most of the time. But in our life of prayer, it's essential that we listen. It's essential that we remain silent. It's essential that we allow God to speak, to comfort, to console, to counsel, to correct. And so as you pray, do you listen long enough to hear? Silent prayer may be the most difficult of all the prayer postures or all the prayer attitudes or practices. But what might we learn
If we simply walked with God for an hour and didn't say anything, nothing, radio silence, what might we see differently if we just listened? I'm Carmen LaBurge. You're listening to Mornings with Carmen. This is Faith Radio, and we're going to turn our attention and seek to turn God's attention to our nation on this National Day of Prayer up next.
This is Susie Larson, host of Susie Larson Live. Maybe you have a loved one that you've been praying for years, and they still haven't trusted Jesus. Or maybe you have a loved one who once had a vibrant faith but has since walked away. If this is true for you, know this. You're not alone. God sees you. He loves you. And He knows about the heartache you feel. And we care about it too. I've recorded 15 audio clips to encourage your soul. Text the word HEART to 877-933-2484.
All right, thank you to the friend in the 507 area code who sent me a picture of the inside front cover of your grandma's Bible. God is still answering the prayer written in the cover of my grandma's Bible. And after several verses of scripture that are noted there, including Psalm 37:5, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Down at the bottom of the page, in handwriting that totally looks like my grandmother's handwriting, the desire of my life is my children's salvation. Friend, that is a precious gift, is it not? To know that your grandmother prayed for the salvation of her children and that generation to generation, God is answering that prayer. Yes and amen. We are thanking God today. Drawing near to God today. And I do recognize there's so many things going on in our lives that we want God to be paying attention to. And we want to draw God's attention to today. And so on this National Day of Prayer, I just thought that it was important for us to recognize that we have to start with praise. We have to recognize that indeed God has blessed America. God does bless America. God does bless. He is the one from whom all blessings flow, the big ones and the little ones. And so Angela says on the text line, praising God this morning for the small group of people that I will be leading in the National Day of Prayer in our town in Eastern Connecticut. I praise God that we'll be starting prayer walks through the university in our town. The universities are in our area, and we're going to be asking God to open them up, that the Lord Jesus would be praised. And we are praising God for people who are in continuous prayer, for towns across the country, for all that is going to happen today, and for the revival that God is going to bring. We're asking God to bring the knowledge of Christ and the truth of God's word to reality for people walking in darkness. May they see his great light. Amen, amen, and amen. Angela, thank you so much for that testimony and for the way you're going to be leading today in your own community on this National Day of Prayer. There are prayer guides for the National Day of Prayer. There are apps that are featuring it today. Maybe your church is participating. Maybe you, like Angela, are leading in your own community. If you are not already connected, National Day of Prayer. .org is how you're going to get connected to a National Day of Prayer event in your own community. And if there's not one, you know, just do it. Just do it. You don't have to wait for someone to organize one for you to participate in. All right. So here is how the National Day of Prayer, which is an annual observance in the United States, it was created by a joint resolution of Congress in 1952. And so Truman was the first president. But every president since has authorized a National Day of Prayer. And it is now the first Thursday of May each and every year. And so most National Day of Prayer services follow an order where you pray for people in need. You pray for your family and your friends, your workplace, the hungry, the homeless, the lonely, the aged, the sick and the suffering. You pray for those who mourn and grieve. You pray for those who are looking for work and those who have wandered from God. You pray for the prodigals. You pray for those who are persecuted for the sake of the gospel, that they would have strength and courage as they suffer. Pray to receive grace as they experience pressure from family or friends or coworkers or neighbors who do not support the way of Christ. Pray for safety and protection for Christians who are living in circumstances where the authority over them is persecuting them. You'll hear today specific prayers for the nation, for its leaders and those in authority. And so let us be praying today for those who are serving in our local government and at the state and national levels. In this election year, that we would have a free and fair election and a peaceful transfer of power, that we would pray for good government and peace in our land. Pray for those who are serving the United States of America in uniform, and for missionaries and medical workers, and for those whose jobs and responsibilities have them scattered abroad from their homeland. And we pray for peace in the world, that we would be a nation that leads not in war, but a nation that leads in peace. And that we would be a generous nation. Out of the bounty that God has blessed us, that we would bless others. And then we're also praying today for the spheres of influence, for those in the media, for those in places of learning and education. We pray today for churches and for pastors. We pray for our particular churches and our particular pastors and all those who lead in various ministries of all kinds. And then, yes, we pray for our families and those we love best in the world, that God would draw them unto himself today. And then we pray for ourselves. What are your needs? What are your personal weaknesses? I pray that God would draw near to you today, draw you unto himself, that you would become a more committed follower of Jesus, that you would become a man or a woman after God's own heart, that you would have the very heart of Christ, that you would be a living witness to Christ in the world, in word and deed. We've got another hour together today here on Mornings with Carmen, and on this National Day of Prayer, we're going to continue to focus on what it means to pray with and for one another. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening to Mornings with Carmen LaBurge. Podcasts like this are available because of your support. If it's important to you to hear things that encourage your faith, click the link in the show notes to give now. And thanks.